我们再打开哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's still turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们多读一点的经文。
We will read a few more verses.
我们从十二节读起。
We'll start from verse 12.
仍然读到二十三节。
And we'll continue to read to 23.
我愿中文读。MU 弟兄用英文给我们读。
We'll first read it in Chinese and then we'll read it in English.
哥林多前书第十五章十二节，既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 12. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。
If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised.
若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
并且明显我们是为神万作见证的，因我们见证神是叫基督复活了，若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。
More than that, we are then found to be false witness about God. For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised.
因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。
For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins.
就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
If only for this life that we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人初熟的果子。
But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。
For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
但个人是按照自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
But each in his own turn, Christ the first fruit, then when he comes, those who belong to him.
我们已经多次的一起的交通到主耶稣从死里复活。
We have used several weeks to fellowship about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在四福音的里面都记载主复活的事实。
In all four Gospels, it was recorded about the fact of Christ's resurrection.
他四十天复活以后，四十天之久向门徒显现。
After he rose from death, in 40 days he revealed to his disciples.
以后我们就一起思想到主复活成为信徒的确信。
And later on we talk about that his resurrection became our assurance.
因着主耶稣的从死里复活，我们确信他是神的儿子。
Because of his resurrection, we surely believe that he is the Son of God.
他是基督。
He is Christ.
他是救赎。
He is the Savior.
他是生命，他是复活。
He is life and he is resurrection.
并且他是神的话。
And he is the Word of God.
所以今天我愿意在这里给弟兄姊妹们一起交通到主复活的应许。
And so today I want to share with you about the promise of the resurrection of Christ.
在我纲要的里面, 我就提了五个很重要的主复活给我们的应许。
And in the bulletin, I have mentioned the five important points about the resurrection.
第一个,他是初熟的果子。
The first one, he is the first fruit.
第二个,他应许要差遣父所应许的圣灵。
And then the second one, that he, the sending of the promise of the Holy Spirit.
第三个,他乃是应许我们有主复活生命的大能。
And then he promised us there will be the power of life of the resurrection.
第四个,他应许我们要常与我们同在。
And fourthly, he had promised us that he will be with us.
第五个,他应许我们他要再来。
And the fifth, and he promised that he will come back again.
我想我没有办法把这五点都讲得清楚。
I don't think I have time to talk about all these five points.
我就想到今天特别就注重到第一点,第二点。
So today I will focus on the first and the second point only.
他是初熟的果子。
He is the first fruit.
他应许我们要得着父所应许的圣灵。
And he also promised us that we will receive the promised Holy Spirit.
我们刚刚读到哥林多前书第15章这两段的圣经。
And earlier we have read these two passages from 1 Corinthians.
我深深地感到保罗写这哥林多前书第15章实在是非常非常的宝贵。
And I feel really precious that Paul had written down this chapter.
这个话语成了 我的拯救,
and this word had become my salvation.
这个话语也是成了我的力量,
and it also becomes my strength.
这一个话语也是成了我一生和来生的盼望,
and this word also become the hope that I have from this world and the world to come.
我们特别地看到刚刚我们所读的20节到23节。
And we can focus on verse 20 to verse 23 that we have read.
在这里保罗有两次说到基督从死里复活成了初熟的果子。
Twice Paul mentioned that the resurrection, that Christ had become the first fruit.
在20节说但基督已经从死里复活成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
In verse 20, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
以后23节又说到,他说,但个人是按自己的秩序复活,初熟的果子是基督。
And in verse 23, then it said, but each in his own turn, Christ the first fruit.
若是基督没有复活,
if Christ had not risen,
我们也没有复活。
Then we will not have the been risen.
基督复活乃是给我们应许说，当主再来的时候，我们也要从死里复活。
But it was given the promise that when Christ rose, we also will rise in the future.
并且我们得出了一个荣耀的身体。
And then we will receive a body of glory.
这一个身体乃是与基督的复活的身体相似。
And it will be similar to the body that Christ had when he risen.
这是我们做基督徒的盼望。
And this is the hope that we as Christians.
这是我为什么信耶稣。
And this is why I believe in Jesus.
因为我的盼望不单是在今世。
Because my hope is not only in this world.
我的盼望也是在将来。
But also in the future.
我的盼望也是在永世。
And to eternity.
所以保罗说，我们只在今生有指望，那就比众人更可怜。So
Paul said, if we only have hope in this world, then we are more pitied than all.
我们若是没有身体复活的盼望，身体得赎的盼望，我们实在做基督徒太辛苦了。If
we don't have the hope that our body will resurrect, then it will be pitiful as Christians.
但是感谢赞美主，他为我们所预备的是何等的美好。
But thank and praise God that what He had prepared for us is so good.
可能今天我们有很多的问题。
Maybe today we have many problems.
可能今世我们的身体有许多的疾病，有许多的软弱。
Maybe in this world we have many sickness and weakness.
但是我们的盼望乃是在永世，在将来。
But our hope is in eternity and in the future.
我们虽然今天在叹息,
even though we may sigh in this world,
整个宇宙万物也在叹息,
the whole world is sighing.
但是我们乃是盼望的乃是要得出了儿子的名分,
but then we have hope that we'll receive the sonship.
我们要得出了身体的得赎,
and we will receive the body will, that will resurrect.
那就是主耶稣再来的时候，我们见他的时候， 我们也能够变成与他一同相似的荣耀的身体。
So when we see him again, that we will have bodies similar to his.
我们能够永远与他同在。
That we will be with him forever.
我们能够与他一同的享受他的荣耀。
That we can enjoy the glory with him.
我们也能够与他一同的作王。
And then we will king with him.
我们在旧约利未记的里面可以让我们来了解什么是初熟的果子。
Maybe from Leviticus we can learn what is, do you mean by the first fruits.
在利未记23章的里面有三个节期。
In Leviticus there are three festivals.
就是犹太人每一年所要遵守的。
And then they will, the Jews will have to follow that.
第一个就是逾越节。
And the first one is the Passover.
第二个就是五旬节。
And second one is the Pentecost.
第三个就是祝棚节。
And the third one is the Tabernacle.
在逾越节的里面有三个节期。
And there's these three festivals.
礼拜五，那个他们就杀了哪一个逾越节的羔羊。
And on Friday, they will kill this lamb of the Passover.
就是纪念他们曾经从埃及里出来。
That to remember they had come out of Egypt.
乃是靠着羔羊的宝血。
And through the blood of the lamb.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
我们的主耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
And our Lord Jesus had become flesh to come to this world.
他乃是成了神的羔羊。
He became the Lamb of God.
他被钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross.
他流出来的宝血。
And the blood that was bleeding.
乃是要买赎世界上历代人的罪。
To purchase all the people from the world from their sins.
凡信靠接受他的血的人。
For those who believe and receive the blood.
凡是信他接受他为我们所预备的哪一个身体。
And those who believe and receive the body that was prepared for us.
我们就可以得着了永生。
Then we can receive this eternal life.
我们并且在末日的时候他要叫我们从死里复活。
And in the end, he will cause us to rise from death.
这是逾越节的意义。
And this is the meaning of the Passover.
以后第二天就是犹太人的安息日。
And then second day will be the Sabbath.
那就叫做除酵节。
And that will be take away the yeast.
那除酵的意思就是要除去哪一个罪。
And that means to take away the sin.
除去不属于神的东西。
To take away all these things that don't belong
to God. 因为他们哪一天是圣律。
Because that's the holy day.
我们安息在神的面前。
We are to rest before God.
我们到神的面前。
To come before God.
我们不但需要主耶稣的宝血的拯救。
Not only we need the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不但需要主耶稣宝血来洁净我们的罪。
And not only we need the blood to cleanse our sins.
我们需要分别为圣。
We need to be separated to
我们需要过着一个圣洁的生活。
To live a holy life.
来到神的面前。
To come before God.
如同我们每逢来到主的面前的时候。
Just like every time we come before God.
来敬拜神的时候。
To worship him.
我们要自己 审查说我是不是在这一周的当中，在每一天的生活当中过着了一个分别为圣的生活。
We are to examine ourselves during the day of the week. Are we living a life that's separated to be holy?
以后就是第三天。
And then the third day.
第三天就是我们现在的主律。
And that will be the Lord's Day that we
consider today. 也是主耶稣从死里复活的日子。
And that's the day that our Lord Jesus Christ rose from death.
这一个天叫做初熟节。
And they will call it the day of the first fruit.
因为在哪一个时候大麦已经快收成了。
And at that time the grain is ready to be reaped.
大麦可以说是很粗的粮食。
And that barley is something to be
ripe. 我们现在常常吃大麦。
And today we will eat that barley.
哎，我们常常也喝茶，用那个大麦来烘一烘，以后来泡茶。
And when we drink the tea, we would like the barley to be roasted a little bit too.
很多人就说这一个大麦茶是很有营养的。
And people said that this is barley tea is very nutritious.
并且可以帮助我们消化。
To help us to digest.
以前我们在乡村的时候就不吃大麦。
And but in the village of the in the old days that we don't eat those.
哪一个大麦乃是给牛吃的，给猪吃的。
We feed those to the cow and to the pig.
那就表明说这个大麦是很粗糙、人不上眼的一个麦子。
And they're saying that something is very rough and nobody likes those.
但是大麦那个成熟的很快。
But then they ripe very quickly.
大麦成熟比小麦早。
And much sooner than the wheat.
我们的主耶稣基督就好像道成肉身，他离开天上的宝座，成了一个卑微的人。
And just like our Lord Jesus, that He came from the throne of heaven to become a humble person.
他本是丰富的，但是他为着我们成了贫穷。
And He had abundance, and yet He became poor for us.
他好像大麦一样的。
Just like the barley.
但是在哪一天他们就挑选特别早熟的大麦的穗子。
But that day they will pick those barley who had ripe earlier.
他们就把这个很早熟的大麦穗子捆一捆。
And they will put this together.
捆一捆就到神的面前，耶和华神的面前摇一摇。
And put that in a bunch and they will wave that before God.
那些就叫摇祭。
And this is called the wave offering.
那这里是一个很宝贵的表征。
And this is a very precious
revelation. 这里也是给我们从自然界的里面一个很好的体验。
That we can experience what's in the nature here.
就告诉我们说，有一位基督，一位神的儿子，将来要从死里复活。
That it tells us that there will be a son of God that will rise from death in the future.
他结了初熟的果子。
To become the first fruit.
所以这一个初熟节就是复活节。
So this festival, first fruit, is really the resurrection.
主也是从死里复活，成就了哪一个立位记的预表的实际。
When with the resurrection of our Lord, that it has fulfilled what's in Leviticus.
但愿圣灵开我们每一个人的心窍。
May God open up our hearts.
叫我们从这样的一个预表的里面，可以真正的确信说，我们的主耶稣基督乃是初熟的果子。
And from this representation, we can see that this our Lord is the first fruit.
因着他从死里复活。
Because of his resurrection,
我们好像是其他的麦子一样的。
We are just like all these other grains.
我们有一天也要从死里复活。
And one day we also will rise from death.
这个复活的品质跟哪一颗的原来的大麦的种子的品质一样样的。
And the quality of this grain will be the same as the first fruit.
当我们种在地里的时候，
When we are planted on, in the earth,
我们要发芽。
Then we will sprout.
我们要长大。
We will grow.
我们要成了一个荣耀的形体。
We will become a glorious body.
所以基督徒真正离开世界。
So Christian truly will be separate from the world.
他仍然的有基督的复活的生命。
They will have the life of the resurrection.
若是我们今天真正领受主耶稣的救恩。
If we receive the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们能够真正领受主耶稣的宝血的救赎的功效。
And to receive the effect of the blood that our Lord Jesus has shed.
我们真正能够住在基督的里面。
To dwell within Christ.
基督也住在我们的里面。
And then Christ will abide in us also.
他应许我们说，我们就得着了永生。
And he promised us that we will receive eternal
他应许我们说在末日他要叫我们复活。
And he promised us at the end day that we will rise again.
所以约翰福音第六章。
So in John chapter 6.
耶稣就给当时的犹太人说我就是生命的粮。
That Jesus was telling the Jews then that I am the bread of life.
他们不能接受。
And they cannot receive that.
他说你怎么是生命的粮？
They said, why, how can you be
你怎么要可以给我吃那个？
How can you let me eat you?
连他的门徒也不了解。
Even his disciples did not understand.
但是我们的主在这里已经应许他的门徒。
But our Lord had already promised to his disciples.
已经应许凡相信他的人。
And to those who believe in him.
他说吃我肉和我血的人就有永生。
That those who eat my flesh and drink my blood, they will have eternal life.
在末日我要叫他复活。
And at the end of the verse it said that I will cause him to rise in
the end day. 他是吃我肉和我血的人。
Said those who eat my flesh and drink my blood.
我们怎么可以吃主耶稣的血吃耶稣的肉和耶稣的血？
How can we eat the flesh of our Lord and the blood of his?
其实我们每逢主每一个第一个主日的时候，
So every first Sunday we have
我们擘饼的时候，
When we break the bread
那就是纪念主耶稣的死。
The time that we remember our Lord Jesus Christ.
换一句话说，我们乃是吃耶稣的肉。
In other words, we eating his flesh.
我们喝耶稣的血。
We drink of his blood.
当我们领受哪一个饼的时候，
When we receive that bread,
我们是不是真正的住在基督的里面？
Are we truly abiding in Christ?
基督也住在我们的里面。
And Christ was abiding.
虽然那是一个表征，
Even though it's just a representation.
但是我们若是靠着信心来领受，
But if we take that with faith,
若是有圣灵住在我们心里的时候，
If the Holy Spirit dwells within us,
我们就是来接受主耶稣为我们道成肉身的身体。
To receive our Lord Jesus Christ and the, with the body of that.
我们就是接受主耶稣钉在十字架上所流的宝血。
Then we will receive the blood that was shed on the cross.
这个肉，这个血能够叫我们得着了生命。
This flesh and this blood will cause us to have life.
这个肉，这个血能够叫他来的时候，末日的时候，他要叫我们信他的人得着了复活的身体。
Because of that flesh and that blood that at the end it will cause us to also rise.
所以在约翰福音第十二章的时候，他自己当要被钉在十字架上的时候，他就给门徒说一句话。
So at the John chapter 12, when he was about to be nailed on the cross, he told his disciples.
在约翰福音第十二章二十三节二十四节。
In John chapter 12, verse 23 to 24.
他是一粒的麦子，若不落在地里死了，人就是一粒。
He said, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed.
若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
我们的主耶稣乃是那个一粒初熟的麦子。
And our Lord Jesus is that first single seed.
当他被钉在十字架上，当他被埋在坟墓里，
When he was nailed on the cross and buried in the tomb,
当他第三天从死里复活，
and on the third day he rose from death,
他乃是以结出许多的子粒来，
and then he bare many fruits.
所以使徒约翰特别地讲到三个地方我们的主耶稣被举起。
So Apostle John talked about three times in the Bible that how our Lord was raised up.
第一个地方呢是在约翰福音第三章十四节。
In the first place is in John 13, John chapter 3, verse 14.
他说摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
He said, how Moses had raised up the snake in the Old Testament,
叫一切信他的得着了永生。
So that all those believe in him will have eternal life.
弟兄姐妹，神不要求我们是真正成了我们自己的努力而成就了永生。
And brother and sister, our Lord does not want us to become our own slave to receive this life.
他乃是先叫我们来接受他所预备的救恩。
We are first to receive his salvation.
他乃是叫我们真正能够看哪位钉在十字架上的哪一位同死。
So we can first gaze our eyes upon this bronze snake.
我们就可以得着了永生。
That we can receive this,
第二个地方乃是在约翰福音第十二章二十八节。
The second place is John 12, verse 28.
他说你们把我举起起的时候，你们就知道我是基督。
He said, when you raise me up, then you will know that I am Christ.
当我们主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，
When our Lord Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross,
乃是显明他是基督。
to reveal that he is Christ.
第三个地方呢, 是在约翰福音第十二章,
and the third place is in John chapter 12,
32节,
verse 32.
他说我被举起来的时候就要吸引万人来归主。
He said that when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw people to me.
这正是像耶稣所说的话说一粒的麦子不落在地里死了人就是一粒若是落在地里死了就结出许多子粒来。
Just like Christ was saying that unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed.
But if it dies, it will be many.
That he will reveal his power on the cross.
And it
seems like there's this rod.
放在哪一个铁粉的上面?
And to put on this gap.
我们看到哪一个铁粉是杂乱无章的?
And this place is like all messed up.
但是哪一条的磁铁呢是要吸引许多的铁粉到它的面前。
Oh, this all these iron dust is what's lying around, but this magnet will attract all of them together.
他是初熟的果子。
He is the first fruit.
我们乃是以后要跟着他，要结出许多子粒来。
We will follow through, and then we will also bear many seeds.
我可以说有这两三年都没有种瓜果。
And I say that in the past 2 years or 3 years, I have not planted anything.
以前我常常的 种苦瓜,
and before I like to plant the bitter melon.
这两年来好像这个种子发不了芽,
but seems like in the past year that the seed will not sprout.
有时候这个发芽的很好,
and sometimes it will sprout very good.
有时候你怎么种怎么发就不容易发,
but sometimes however you do it, it will just not sprout.
今年我一大包的苦瓜只发一颗的苦瓜,
and this year I have many seeds but only one seed has sprouted.
这开始就是很小,
and it started out to be very small.
但是我很宝贵这一颗的苦瓜,
but I treasure this bitter melon that I have.
所以慢慢慢慢它现在长得这样高的,
and slowly it had grown up to be this tall.
我现在要注意到这个苦瓜会不会结果,
and I want to see this bitter melon, would it bear fruit.
我花了许许多多的时间花了许多的力气若是不结果我徒然无益。
I spend all this time and efforts on it. If it doesn't bear any fruit, then it's in vain.
我要求一个证据,
I want to ask for a proof.
我要看看这一颗苦瓜会不会结果,
I want to see if this bitter melon will bear fruit.
我就看到当它降大的时候,
and when I see that when it's about this big,
它已经一个很小的一个苦瓜, 小苦瓜在哪个地方,
I can see that the very little bitter melon was there.
所以我就想到这个苦瓜将来会结果。
So I thought that this bitter melon will bear fruit in the future.
但是我今天很失望,
but then I was discouraged this year.
本来我忘记什么时候买一包的这个黄瓜种,
and I would maybe purchase some seeds for the cucumber.
那个标志是日本的,
and it was marked as from Japan.
我一般就很相信日本的苦瓜是很脆, 很润,
and I think that the Japanese cucumber is very good.
所以我发了苗以后大概有20颗,
and so I sprouted them, there are about 20 of them.
我就想到今年我这一个小黄瓜要种了以后就给很多的朋友弟兄姊妹,
and I thought that this year I will have many cucumbers and I can give it to brothers and sisters.
想不到现在那个长得很高了,
and now it's really tall.
我没有看见那个有真正的一个那个小黄瓜出来,
and I do not see any little cucumber that had come out.
所以我就发现怀疑这一个种子有问题,
so I suspect that the seed may have problems.
他就随便的用一个这个日本的标志来那个卖这个种子,
and they just market it from Japan to try to sell this.
若是有一个的 那个刮出来的时候,
but if there is any fruit that will come out,
就给我一个证明说将来这一切的小黄瓜都会结果,
that will prove to me that all these little cucumbers will come out eventually.
但是我的心非常的高兴,
but I am very happy in my heart.
我就种了今年种了几颗的丝瓜,
and then I have planted a few 丝瓜,
我就 我就原来就想种一颗,
I was going to plant one only.
因为苗太多以后就旁边又种了几棵。
But then I have many seeds, so I planted a few more.
但是我想今年的丝瓜一定有很多的结果。
I thought that this fruit will, there will be many fruits in this.
我们就看到第一条，第一个这个丝瓜出来。
Then I saw this first fruit that came out.
我心里就想着今年这个丝瓜一定会长得很多。
Then I thought that this year I will have many of these fruits.
现在第一个这一条的最早的丝瓜已经这样长。
And then this first fruit is already about this long.
现在继续就看见有很多的丝瓜出来。
Then I can see many more are coming out.
这一条的最早熟的丝瓜叫做初熟的果子。
And this first the fruit that came out we call it the first fruit.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这是自然界的现象。
And this is what's in the natural world.
我们的主耶稣
，our Lord Jesus，
他道成了肉身
，he became flesh。
他里面有神的复活生命的大能。
In him there is this power of life of resurrection.
他虽然被钉在十字架上。
Even though he was nailed on the cross,
他埋在坟墓的里面,
he was buried in the tomb.
但是他种在地上的时候,
but as he was planted in the ground,
他能够结出许多籽粒来,
it can bear many seeds.
每逢我读哥林多前书第十五章的时候,
so every time when I read about 1 Corinthians chapter
15, 我心里就充满了哪一个喜乐,
and I was filled with joy in my heart,
充满了盼望,
to fill with hope.
弟兄姊妹，我们做了多年的基督徒。
Brother and sister, we've been Christians
for many years. 我们有没有主耶稣复活的生命在我们里面
？Do we have the life of the resurrection within us?
我们需要得着的主耶稣复活的生命。
We need to receive that life of resurrection.
一个生命能够叫我们能够将来从死里复活。
This life of resurrection will cause us to rise from death in the future.
这是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
这是也是我们的福气。
And this is our blessing.
我们不但是在今生有指望。
Not only we have hope in this generation.
我们在永生的里面有更大的盼望。
We have greater hope in future.
并且哪一个盼望是一个活泼的盼望。
And that was a lively hope.
哪一个盼望是一个荣耀的盼望。
And it's a glorious hope.
但愿神祝福他的话。
May God bless his word.
但愿神真是能够大大的祝福我们。
To bless us greatly.
赐下他的圣灵的力量
and give us the power of the
Holy Spirit 来开我们的心窍
to open up our hearts
使我们能明白神福音的奥秘
to understand the mystery of the gospel
不但能够明白并且能够经历到神奇妙的福音
not only to understand but also experience this amazing gospel
我想还有一点时间
I think there's still a little bit more time
高弟兄看我的纲要的时候
As Brother Kell, look at my bullet, my notes.
他就先说，他说你下个主日一次就说完吗
？And he said that maybe next Sunday you can finish it all in one session.
我想我预备那个很快的说过去。
And I think I will just speak quickly of what I have prepared.
我又回答说可能分成两次呢。
And I told him maybe I'll separate into two.
他就说啊，可能就。这个很多很多很多，你可以多次都没有关系。
And they said that maybe you can do it in many many times.
所以我回去祷告又祷告。
So I went back and I prayed and
prayed. 所以我就预备了两点。
So I prepared for two points.
我想还有一点时间，我就讲第二点。
So if I have time, then now I'm going to speak about the second point.
主的复活应许我们得着了神所应许的圣灵。
Because of the resurrection that it promised us for the Holy Spirit.
我们再来看一段圣经。
Let's turn to a passage here.
我们看约翰福音。
The Gospel of John.
约翰福音第二十章。
Chapter 20.
仍然我读用中文读 ，Emil 弟兄用英文读。
We'll read in Chinese and then in English.
约翰福音第二十章二十一节、二十二节、二十三节。
John chapter 20 verse 21, 22 and 23
hey, 我想我们还是从19节读起呢
And we'll start from verse 19
那律就是七律的第一律晚上门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了耶稣来站在当中对他们说愿你们平安
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came, stood among them, and said, "Peace be with you."
说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。 门徒看见主, 就喜乐了。
After he had said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
21节主耶稣又说，耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Verse 21, again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
说了这话，就向他们吹一口气。
And after, and with that, he breathed on them and said,
说你们受圣灵,
receive the Holy Spirit.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。
If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven.
你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
我想这段圣经不单是一个应许,
I think this passage not only is a promise,
我们可以领受神所应许的圣灵,
we can receive the promised Holy Spirit.
在这一段圣经的里面有四个应许,
in this passage, there are four promises.
第一个复活的主应许我们可得着的平安。
And first, the Lord of Resurrection promised us
peace.因为他既然是这样的愿望，这样的祷告，
since that's how he prayed for us.
他两次的说到，愿你们平安。Twice
he said, "Peace be with you."
愿你们平安。Peace
be with you.
我想这是平安是最重要的。I
think this is the most important.
实际上我们在人间财富多少， 不是很重要。
In this world, we how much riches we have is not important.
一个人真正得到了安息，得到了平安， 这是人生最重要。
The most important, the person can receive the peace.
所以第一个，他应许把平安赐给了我们。
So the first promise, he said, he will give us the peace.
他曾经在约翰福音14章、16章告诉我们说， 我赐给你们的平安，不是世界上所能赐的。
In John 14:16, he said, "The peace I give to you is not like what the world can give you."
并且要给你们的喜乐,
but it will bring you joy.
这个喜乐叫你们可以得着了满足,
and this joy will make you complete.
第二个受差遣,
and the second one is that they are being
sent. 我想我们若是得着了差遣, 这是我们侍奉上最宝贵的。
If we are being sent, it is most precious in our ministry.
一个真正的要侍奉神的人,
a person who truly wants to serve God,
他必须有神的呼召,
he must be called by God.
他必须要受圣灵的差遣,
he must be sent by the Holy Spirit.
所以他说父怎样差遣了我，我也要怎样差遣你们。
So he said, how God the Father has sent me, I'm sending you.
弟兄姊妹，我可以在这里做见证说。
And brother and sister, I can testify here.
我一生当中我觉得最宝贵的,
the most precious thing in my life,
我能够成了主耶稣的仆人,
I can become the servant of our Lord Jesus
Christ. 我能够受他的差遣,
I can be sent by him.
无论到哪一个地方去,
regardless where I'm going,
不管是在边僻的地方,
in a remote area,
不管在大的城市,
or in a big city,
不管是在一个很贫苦的人的当中,
maybe among the poor people,
不管是大官显要,
or maybe have high position,
但是只要他有差遣我到哪一个地方去,
if only he will send me to this place,
我就到哪里去,
I will go to this place,
我就觉得这一生是我最值得的,
and this will be most valuable to my life,
能够做他的奴仆,
to become his slave,
受他的差遣,
to be sent by him.
这是第二个福分,
this is the second blessing.
第三个，他亲口向门徒吹一口气,
the third one, he breathed onto the disciples.
他说你们受圣灵,
he said, you receive the Holy Spirit.
这个希腊文的气就是灵一样的字,
and in the Greek, the breathe into is
所以当他这一个吹气的时候，也代表他的生命。
So when he breathed onto them to represent his life
also. 当他吹气的时候，也代表他住在他里面的圣灵要分给他的门徒。
When he breathed on them, the spirit that was in him will be also be in the disciples.
一直等到五旬节的时候,
until the day of the Pentecost,
他们领受了神父所应许的圣灵,
they received the promised Holy Spirit.
他曾经常常的应许他们说, 他要求父, 父就另外赐给他们, 另外一位的保惠师, 就是圣灵与他们同在。
He had asked many times the Father to send him to the other spirit, which is the comforter.
So, 在路加福音第24章49节, 他也这样的告诉门徒说, 我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上。
And Luke also mentioned that he will bring to you what the Father had promised, the Spirit.
你们要在城里等候, 直到你们领受从上头,
You are to wait in the cities until you receive the Holy Spirit from above.
感谢赞美主，不但是只得着了哪一个圣灵住在我们的心中。
We thanks and praise God. Not only we have the Spirit to dwell within us.
结位的圣灵乃是真理的灵。
And this Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
它乃是把我们引到真理的里面。
To lead us into the truth.
也可以说解味的圣灵就是智慧的圣灵。
And we can say this spirit is the spirit of wisdom.
有时候我们觉得一个人很有智慧。
Sometimes we feel like a person may have wisdom.
而我就看到Stephen Hawking。
I remember seeing Stephen Hawking.
可以说解一个时代里面是最有智慧的人。
And considered to be one of the wisest person in this generation.
但是你看他的身体没有力量。
But if you go, his body had no strength.
但是感谢我们的主, 祂不但是给我们的真理智慧,
but our Lord not only give us the truth and the wisdom,
祂给我们的能力,
but give us also power. So in Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
祂应许他们说, 圣灵降在你们的身上, 你们就必得着了能力。
He said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will receive the power. That in Jerusalem,
犹太全地,
in all Judea,
和撒玛利亚, 一直到地极, 做我的见证,
and in the area of Samaria, to the end of the world, to be my witnesses.
弟兄姊妹,
Brother and sister, we need to go spread the gospel to do what we should do.
我们需要把我们最好的献在神的面前,
to give the best we have to God.
但是我们需要不可缺少的，乃是需要从上头来的力量。
But what we cannot lack is from the power from above.
我们需要圣灵降在我们的身上。
We need the Holy Spirit to come upon us.
我们就可得着了力量。
Then we will receive the power.
并且他要与我们同在。
And then He will be with us.
感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise God.
这是复活主的应许。
And this is the promise of the Lord.
他不单给我们, 他是初次的果子,
not only He is the first fruit.
这些的应许我们说, 将来他来的时候, 我们也要从死里复活,
that also promised that in the future we also rise from death.
他也应许我们要得着了父所应许的圣灵。
And He also promised us that we will receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
神若是许可，我就继续地讲到其他的三点。
If God is willing, I will continue to talk about the other three points. And He promised us to receive the power of the life of resurrection. He had promised us that He will be with us. He promised us that He will come back for us. In just a few minutes left, I want to tell you a story.
F.B. Meyer.
We know, heard about F.B. Meyer.
他是生于1847年。
He was born in 1847.
他离开世界到主的面前是1929年。
And he left this world to be with the Lord in 1929. And his total life was 82 years.
因为我怎么会记得，很容易记得他这个的生平。
And how come I know his life so well?
因为他离开世界是1929年。
Because when he left the world, it's 1929.
我来到世界是1929年。
And when I come to this world, it's 1929.
他写了很多的书。
And he wrote many books.
他特别是关于人物方面。
Especially about biographies.
特别是旧约的人物。
And the biography of the character from the Old Testament.
他可以说是神一个重用的仆人。
He was a servant greatly used by God.
有一天他去参加祷告会。
One day he went to a prayer meeting.
就祷告会完了以后，他就离开哪一个这个城市。
After they prayed, he left this city.
他就走穿过许多的小巷。
And went through many alleys.
他就走开哪一个小小的市镇。
And leaving this little town.
当他走的时候，他就觉得非常的疲倦无力。
And when he was walking, he felt very tired and very weak.
他就在神的面前说啊，神啊，若是有一个人需要你所给他的力量的时候。
And he asked God, if there's a person who needs your power.
哪一个人就是我
？And that is me.
我在这侍奉的里面，实在是觉得这个疲倦。
In my ministry, I feel really tired.
我觉得软弱。
I feel very weak.
我觉得恐惧。
And I am fearful.
我觉得痛苦。
And I feel I'm suffering.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你们有没有这个经验。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have this experience.
以前我就想到，我若是在职侍奉，我有个工作来做传道人，那是一个很好。
And before I think that if I can just doing some work and then serve God at the side is very good.
所以我多年一面工作一面来传福音。
So this many years I have a job and then I also share the gospel.
没有想到那个我自己那个不要他们的钱来传福音，有很多人还不满意呢。
And I can just thought about it. I don't need any money from people and to
spread
the gospel.
They're
not happy. At that time, I felt that I was very tired and weak.
我也觉得非常的软弱。
I feel very weak.
我也觉得恐惧。
I felt very fearful.
我觉得痛苦。
And I was suffering.
但是这个时候，他就神就有一个声音告诉他。
But that time, that God had a voice to tell him.
他说麦尔。
He said, Maya,
你若是从哪位钉在十字架上的基督的手里得着了赦免
，If you receive the forgiveness for the Lord who was nailed on the cross，
同样的，你也是可以从哪个复活的基督的手里可以接受哪个力量
？Similarly, you can receive the power from the same hand that had resurrected.
Maya 从他的非常的疲乏的心情的里面转向这位从死里复活的耶稣。
So in Maya's weakness, he turned towards this Lord of Jesus who rose from death.
他忽然就感觉到哇，好像里面是很轻松的。
And also he felt that he was released.
因为他在哪一个郊外的时候就吸了哪一个新鲜的空气。
And then he breathed into this fresh air from the remote area.
所以他的见证说，我靠着信心，也同样的接受神所应许的圣灵。
So by faith, he also received the Holy Spirit that was promised.
那个时候并没有跟人给我按手。
And at the time, nobody was laying hand on him.
也没有一个很大的一个情绪上的一个兴奋。
And there is not a great emotion at the time.
我乃是真正靠着信心来接受父所应许的圣灵。
Only by faith I received the promised Holy Spirit from the Father.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们需要神给我们的圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit that God will give us.
来住在你我的心中。
To abide in your heart and my heart.
成了我们的智慧。
To become our wisdom.
成了我们的力量
to become our strength
也成了我们的印证
to become our guarantee
让我们真正实实的能够过着一个基督徒的生活
so we can live a life that's like a Christian should
我们的人生不是一个悲观的人生
we do not have a pessimistic life
我们的人生不是一个消极的人生
and we do not have a passive life
弟兄姊妹我们的人生乃是一个积极的
we are active in our life
我们的人生乃是向前的
We are going forward in our life.
我们的人生乃是活泼的。
And we have an active life.
但愿神祝福他的话。
May God bless His word.
但愿圣灵在我们当中做工。
And may the Holy Spirit work among us.
我们有一个科目说，神啊，我需要 你住在我的心中。
That we have a thirst that say, God, I need you to dwell within me.
我需要你所应许的圣灵。
I need the Holy Spirit that you have promised.
我需要你所应许的力量。
I need the strength that you have promised.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
慈爱慈爱怜悯的天父。
Gracious, gracious and merciful.
我每逢到你的面前，不得不感谢你。
Every time we come to you, we have to thank you.
我们每逢到你的面前敬拜的时候。
Every time we come before you and worship you.
我们用诗歌来赞美你的时候。
When we use our songs to praise you.
我们心是何等的快乐。
We are so joyful in our heart.
因为你与我们同在。
Because you abide in us.
主啊，我们从你的在十字架上的手接受你。
From the hand of the cross that we have received the salvation. The same way, from the hands of resurrection, we receive the promised Holy Spirit. And brother, pray that this morning you would breathe unto us.
Because you have words that say, that we have received the Holy Spirit.
Because you have word already spoken that we will receive the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你在血气连接，借着圣灵的带领，引导我们每一天每一个主日的工作。
We thank you in the past that every week, every Sunday, you have guided us.
我们求主继续的做工在我们的当中。
May the Lord continue to work among us.
复兴你自己的开始的工作。
Revive the work you have begun.
但愿这个地方能够成就你的心意。
May this place will accomplish your heart.
在这个地方能够高举你的名。
To raise up your name.
在这个地方真正有你的爱在我们的当中。
At this place we can see your love among us.
在我们的当中也能够显明你的公义。
And among us we can reveal your righteousness.
显明你荣耀的大能。
To reveal your power of glory.
显明你复活的荣耀。
To reveal the glory of your resurrection.
我们这样的祷告。
And we pray all these.
靠我主耶稣基督得胜的名求的。
It's by the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.